Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the solutions of your problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today to provide you with those very beautiful tips based on Quran and narrations, we have with us in the studio our guest speaker, who is a world-famous speaker and Islamic researcher. Yes, she is none other, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here in this beautiful discussion.
Thank you so much for coming, despite your busy schedule. As we discussed about the school education, what kind of role does school play in the upbringing of a child? We said that parents need to choose the school wisely, first of all. And there are some schools that have particular rules that some schools say, we don't allow hijab, we don't allow full long skirts. So parents need to take all that into consideration and talk to the authority, be in touch with the management, and give their conditions to the school, not accept all the conditions from the school. Well, in a school, in like Western cultures, or like even in Asian cultures, like we have in India or Pakistan, there is co-education like everywhere. And in such an environment, how do you, as a parent, teach sexual education to your children?
Yeah, I think, first of all, we have to put that love of Quran and Ahlul Bayt in their hearts. Because when it comes to the sexual education and to know who are mahram and non-mahram and opposite gender, so it's all about rulings. Yeah. It's all about Sharia. It's all about like fiqh, what Quran and Ahlul Bayt, they are teaching us. That is our beautiful, you know, perspective about our lifestyle, which is deen. So I think we as a parents, if we are always talking and practicing religion with so much logic, then automatically our children, they love to follow us. They make us ideal. They say, oh wow, look at my parents, because they are Muslim, they don't drink, they don't, you know, waste their time or money, you know, weekends are not just wasting. They are so loving, they are so caring, they are so neat, they are so
provided that you're living a life of a practicing Muslim.
Exactly. So now, you know, mostly what I have seen a lot in those countries, that unfortunately sometimes we are very strict with our children, but we as a parents, we ourselves, maybe we don't care about so many other areas of rulings of Islam. You know, for example, we are just hurting others, backbiting, gossiping, you know, we are double faces. So the children, they literally, they come to me and they have this objection that look, my parents.
sense. For a double standard person.
Yeah. So, you know, when the name of religion comes, why it just coming towards us? You know, you're always keep telling us that don't talk to this boy or this girl. Why you people are not practicing?
Yourself?
Yeah. Your area is different. My area is different. You, we both have some challenges. So yeah. You should respect your areas.
All right.
And then I will respect my area. Sometimes they have this kind of, because nowadays they are so open and they're noticing each and everything in details and they just attack on the parents. So we shouldn't give them any clue, any kind of, you know, excuse.
Chance.
Yeah, chance.
Excuses.
Yeah. So that is really, really important. So if I was there, like, as a parent, if my child are challenging like this kind of totally different culture, I would try my best to instill
to be a practicing
the
Muslim
love
myself.
Of Quran and Ahlul Bayt in their heart.
Yes. Sister, I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. We're discussing Islamic upbringing in schools. So, sister, we said that in case we are trying to teach our children anything, do not be doing this at the school, do not be doing that at the school. We first of all need to apply all those do nots in our own lives. So once we are practicing on all those do nots ourselves, it will be very easy to transfer or transmit that into our children.
No doubt. And the most challenging thing I think nowadays is about the truthness of Quran. Like now in this, you know, 2022 and after that, unfortunately, the question, you know, the objection is sometimes on revelation, on the wordings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, especially when it comes to the sexual, you know, education. So we know in the West, in so many countries, they are just allowing homosexuality and you know, gender.
Everything is
not
normal.
It's not a big deal. You know, you can choose anything. You can be with any. Everything is in your hand. You know, now in that totally, completely free environment, my parents comes and they tells me, don't look at, you know, and don't shake hands with non-mahram.
In such kind of
exactly.
culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is something really strange for our children. That
yeah.
Why my parents are so sensitive? It's nothing to touch, you know.
Or they even think
gender.
Like, why are they so narrow-minded?
Yeah. So you know, we have to work on that fundamental and that the roots. And the root is the wordings of Allah.
All right.
Allah doesn't allow. Why? What kind of life miracle this book of Allah is? Why we need to have this beautiful rulings in our day-to-day life? What is the benefit of it?
Yeah.
So me as a parent, if I'm well educated, only in this area, it doesn't mean you have to take a big courses or
you need
have to join
degrees,
a HOSA. Yeah. Just you can work on this specific area that how come Quran is a greatest miracle in this era?
All right.
Still, we don't have that belief, unfortunately. Yeah. And Quran, the book of Allah, and Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, they are not apart from each other.
Yes.
Because this is
yes.
also very, very important. Because in school life and college life, our Isna'ashari Shias, they having another challenges too from non-Isna'ashari's.
All right. So dwellers have challenges than non-dwellers.
Biggest. You know, right now when I was there, many, many parents, they came to me and they said, you know, my children and our kids, they just lost their faith on Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam because of school environment, because of just a teacher, because of in college, you know. So we have all those problems too. So first of all, look, this is really important. Okay, I'm emphasizing a lot again and again. Look, when it comes to Quran, yeah, if I say to my child that my Jan, my Fatima, my Ali, my Ahmed, we are not allowed to cross the limits, when we are talking to the opposite gender, for example.
Why? Reaching a particular age.
Yeah. Why? Why? Because of Allah. Why right. Allah is saying that? The way we talk to them, and whenever they're in good mood, if we talk to them, if we discuss to them, if we just open up. Okay, how many of our parents, they have opened up the ayat and the verses of Quran, which talks about homosexuality?
All right, we'll talk on that, but after a very short break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing, and we're talking about the role played by the schools in sexual education of children. Yes, Sister Najafi, you were saying parents need to really work on the verses that are they need to work on with their children regarding the verses about this kind of education. So I would want to ask you, is there any particular verse in this regard?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We all know about Prophet Lut, yeah? And in Quranic education, we have just a male or female or khunsa, yeah? We don't have that concept of that anyone can born in any shape, the concept which nowadays putting on our heads, unfortunately. So the ahkam, the rulings, the sharia, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he is our creator, he knows.
All right.
You know how many kinds of human beings are there, male or female or khunsa. Khunsa, like the person who has both genders, yeah?
Heterosexual.
So, yeah. So those kind of people, they have their own ahkam and rulings.
All right.
Yeah. So if everything is clear, yeah, and plus I have to believe that these wordings are, this book is untouched by men. Yeah.
All right.
This is just purely divine from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this era, until now, we don't have any other book, divine book, which can claim even say that, yeah, our divine book is untouched. So if we because mostly we don't talk like that with our children. We just say, no, it's haram. No. Well, how come you're talking about this? You're not allowed to do that. We are so sometimes,
emotional.
Yeah. And we are just keep repeating the same things. So if we just sit nicely and talk to them, I truly believe that nowadays our children, they're open up to listen to the wisdom. Love to discuss. They love to have some argument nicely in a very decent
And they're very open, They're very open.
Yeah.
So the first thing over here, you said that in terms of verses, we live in a world wherein homosexuality is being promoted. You're saying that in that case, we can teach our children from Quran about the story of the nation of Lut.
Exactly.
Prophet Lut. All right. Well, sister, let me summarize this, whatever you said. You said that, first of all, parents do not need to be hypersensitive or overreact. They need to act upon those things. In fact, you reminded me of one of the sessions I was staying at your home, and you had that you had done that function kind of thing over the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, wherein a sister said that we need to analyze ourselves, we need to look into ourselves, and we need to see, are we the representatives of Imam Ali alayhi salam? People did not know Imam Ali for a long time, but you have to look at yourself and see when you're living in some very different environment wherein people do not know Ahlul Bayt, you need to make it sure that people looking at you will say, all right, Ahlul Bayt were like this. So beautiful. That need to be reflected in our behavior, in our exactly. ethics, in our morals.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to that session I had at your home, and I heard it there. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.